And Stephen King is, as I said, a nationally known life counselor, motivational speaker, and author of New Horizons. It is, what is this book about? The story of healing and hope after the pain of divorce. So we'll see if we can't get him back on the line with us. Ree, I guess you better give him a call, please, and see if we can find Stephen King. Well, we've got some other things to talk about with him. We were going to be talking about what is rebooting your life. Oh, I think I might have Stephen King back.
Hi, Ann. I'm so sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay. Well, which Stephen King are you, the horror story writer or the person that has experienced horror in their life?
Oh, well, I've experienced some horror. I'm not that Stephen King, not the horror story writer, but certainly anybody who has ever gone through the pain of a divorce knows that we all have our own horror stories, and I have mine, that's for sure.
Well, I find it very interesting. You've written this book, New Horizons, and of course, in this, you write from experience here.
That's correct. Thank you for bringing that up, Anne. This book is very personal. It shares kind of the inner emotions of going through the divorce and mainly the first couple of years afterwards as I was trying to start over, which I found it very difficult to do, and experience tells me from working with couples and individuals that there's a lot of people out there that were in that same boat that I was, where you just kind of feel lost, like you're wandering. In my case, I kind of lost my identity, both personally and professionally in my case, and really came to a crisis point, was at the lowest point of my life. I usually don't consider myself to be a down person, but went through a year and a half there where I was experiencing depression, and it got pretty bad, and had to just find a way to start over.
Well, you actually, if I remember correctly, reading some of the information, you actually, of course, are a pastor at a church. You gave that up.
That's correct. I decided to... Actually, what had happened was when my wife at the time and I talked about divorce, one of the requests was that I give up the ministry to try to keep our marriage together, which we tried to do, and it just didn't work. And so I had resigned from the United Methodist Church at that point. I'm since back in the church in another setting, but... For a while there, I was like a ship without a rudder. I had lost my wife, my kids, my identity as a pastor and a leader in the community, and it was just a very down time.
So how, you know, and we actually, right, I own a radio station, but I also own a jewelry store, and we deal with a lot of people who, in this economy, a lot of people have ended up getting divorced because they just can't make it together anymore. You know, it's... I guess the phrase, it's easier to live with when you have some money, but when the money gets tight, it really gets tough. And we deal with this because we buy gold and silver and diamonds and this type of thing. And you hear a lot of really, really sad stories.
That's for sure. And, you know, finances is certainly one of the leading causes of that at least bring couples to the brink of examining their relationship. And money is always an issue for us, obviously. It's an important part of our lives, but it can certainly create a lot of tension in any relationship. That was not the case for me personally. My money problems didn't begin until after I divorced, and that was part of the starting over thing that I needed to do to get back on my feet.
So how do you reboot your life? How do you get through this and go on? I mean, people do. People always, you know, seem to go through this. But how do you reboot your life?
Well, it's a good question. It's kind of like, you know, when you start your computer over and you reboot there, I just came to the point where I said I realized that I got to make the choice to actually begin again in whatever area that choice needed to be made, which for me was certainly in relationships, but professionally and financially as well. So the most important thing, I think, for anyone who is feeling kind of lost and wandering, and there's a lot of people who go through that first year or two after divorce and feel that way. Maybe they're not in deep depression, but they're not sure of their place or their path in life. And for any of us in that situation, I think it begins with the greatest gift that we have, and that's the ability to make choices. You have to make the choice to start over. And as simplistic as that sounds, that's difficult for us to do many times, especially when we're in a state where we're down and feeling like things are going against us and feeling depressed and feeling lost.
So you're saying that the first step is just giving yourself the option to start over.
That's exactly right. Making the commitment, making the choice that I'm going to do the things I need to do to begin again, whether that's relationally, professionally, financially, and that, you know, I use the example many times of at one of my most down moments, which I talk about this story in the book. I went to a just a beautiful little chapel that was not too far from my house. I just needed some alone time to kind of sit in the chapel and think and pray some. And I was sitting in that chapel. It has some beautiful stained glass windows. And I looked at some of those stained glass windows, and the chapel only seated 20 or 30 people. Of course, I was the only one in there, but I got to thinking about that stained glass and how all that beautiful stained glass image was, really, was pieces of broken glass that had kind of been put together by someone who knew what they were doing to create this beautiful image. And that kind of became the metaphor that I grabbed onto, that I knew my life was broken from what I'd known, you know, for the previous 45 years of my life, and but I knew it could still be something good and right and beautiful and happy and all those, whatever adjective you want to put in there or whatever descriptor you want to put in there. I just had to make the choice to start putting those broken pieces together, and so I did. For me, that began with emotional healing, and I think for many people it does. I needed to, seek forgiveness from some people and deal with my broken spirit, if you will, to kind of get my inside back together before I could start taking care of all the things on the outside.
Sure, and of course, though one of the hardest problems, of course, is when children are involved.
Oh yeah, and I had three kids, or still have three kids, obviously, but I mean, at that point, they were 15, 12, and 9, and in fact, the opening of the book is actually sitting down at our kitchen table with my three kids and my wife at the time to tell them that their mom and dad was about to get a divorce, and I really do believe that was one of the worst days of my life, to just see their reaction and what they were going through, and to know that, there was nothing I could do to take away the pain of that experience. I could let them know that I'd always be there for them, which I've tried to be, and talk to them and love them and be their father the best way I know how, but it's painful when kids are involved.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. Your new book that is out there is called New Horizons. Any other little tips that you can give those that are struggling with going through a divorce or having been through a divorce? Maybe they haven't been able to put the pieces back together. Any other little tidbits you can give us?
If I may, and I don't want to sound like a promo for the book, but obviously that was part of my experience, written over a 2 to 3 year period. And at the end of each chapter of the book, I ask some questions and give some assignments, if you will, that can help people kind of move beyond where they are to where they want to go. And that's one of the things that I think, you know, when I went through my divorce, I found a lot of very helpful materials out there. But I didn't find anything that really hit me emotionally as to where I was. And I think that emotional healing is always the first step to moving forward. And, you know, there's truth to the fact that it takes time to heal. Time is a great healer. But there's also truth to the fact that we can facilitate that process, bring healing about a little quicker if we do the things we need to do to address our sources of hurt and pain. So that's why the tagline for it is, you know, New Horizons, Healing and Hope After the Pain of Divorce. We need to heal and then look forward to the hope we have as we move into the future.
I need to ask you, Stephen, have you gotten remarried?
I have not gotten remarried. I am dating somebody and have been dating for a few years now, 4 or 5 years, but we are not remarried at this point. That is something we are considering, but we just haven't made that decision at this point.
Now I need to ask you another question.
Sure.
How tough was it to get back into the dating world in today's world? I mean, I think about that sometimes and I go, oh my God, can you imagine?
Oh, you are absolutely correct, Anne. It's just, I felt like a fish out of water. You know, I was married for 19 years and so, and dated my wife for 3 or 4 years before that. So the past 20, 25 years of my life, I didn't have to worry about that dating thing. But, it felt very awkward the first time I ever asked anyone out. And you know, I kind of went through all the things that we laugh about as, you know, kind of rehearsed how I was going to ask somebody out or you know, those types. But it is awkward. It's very difficult. And
the world is very different today than it was 25 years ago.
Boy, is it ever. That's for sure. That is absolutely for sure. And but, you know, I think it relationships obviously are so important. My first priority has remained my relationship with my kids. And you know, as you start to date and become more involved in a relationship, it comes very naturally. But it was hard for me to get over that hump of actually starting to date again.
Yeah, I'm sure. I actually cannot imagine. The name of the book is New Horizons, The Story of Healing and Hope After the Pain of Divorce. If you'd like to check out more about it, you can check out his website, lifeafterdivorce.net. We have been talking to this morning Stephen J. King, not Stephen King, the writer, but Stephen J. King, had an interesting story, and I'm sure if some of this speaks to you, please check out his website, lifeafterdivorce.net. Stephen King, thank you so much for calling us this morning.
Anne, thank you very, very much. I look forward to talking again. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one. That'll do it. This is Stephen J. King, and the name of the book was New Horizons, The Story of Healing and Hope After the Pain of Divorce. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.